Yo, 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 what up, though? What up, though? This is not a TTP Uncut one. This is because I want to talk to the masses, everyone who listens to me and watches me on YouTube. And to the members. Shout out to my members. Shout out to my members on YouTube. I'm releasing the Easier Block Captain. Was already out. So if you're a member on the YouTube membership, you've seen Easy Block Captain from 2021, an in-depth breakdown, like when the first time he got paid, you know, big, you know, all type of just really good questions and really good answers from him. That one dropped. Paris from No Loose Chat dropped. And the next one will probably be Lex Luthor, you know, of iBattle, who league is on fire right now, getting all type of recognition. But I don't know, it make kind of sense, his birthday just passed, so fuck it, just drop that one. As far as I go, like I said, this is about to be a real quick one because it's more about like an announcement. I know Gene, I know y'all got jokes for me, y'all, you a bandit father, the goose probably gonna say something slick with his pickle jarhead ass. Love you, dog. That's just wild. I don't know why I called this man a pickle jar. But that was uncalled. You ain't deserve that. But no, man. So there was no Monday show because, man, I am really busy on Mondays now with this work, obviously. I did the whole training. Like I said, they needed me to go through the training process to be a supervisor because they know I've been a long time supervisor at my previous gig. So now I am that, which means I got to account for people, which I hate. Like, I'm doing it in battle rap as like a co-owner, vice president, however you want to frame me. He wants me to take over it as an owner of Bar Wars one day. I'm definitely not doing that. I will partner with him, but I'm not taking that shit over. Dealing with these infidels in the state is just dreadful. So I'm already doing that there, but now I've got to do this here in like with the employees and stuff like that. Thank God I'm not doing like TSA manning, like where I got to take over the whole TSA staff and shit like that and deal with like the actual people that's coming to the airport. Just dealing with employees in an isolated area. Blah, 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 blah. Your boy Calvin's got a job. Like I got like another gig. So Mondays is out, but I do have most Fridays off. If not off completely, I get home early enough where I can do the show. So we're going to make it the Friday Fix again. I mean, I won't title it the Friday Fix because you never know between me and Nico, like shit be fluid. So it's still going to be the Battle Rap Fix, but it's moving back to Fridays. That's the announcement. It's moving back to Fridays. That, and this was the main reason I didn't want to make this a TTP Uncut because, you know, outside of the Uncut family, there are people who still listen to this. And it's like, damn, where the show's at, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, if you're a YouTube member and a non-YouTube member, you still get dope stuff. But the YouTube members, y'all are getting this battle rap. What is it called? I forgot what my own stuff is called. But it's called Battle Rap Business and Beyond. Like I said, talk about behind-the-scenes stuff. First time you got paid, toughest matchups, the process of booking, why are women so vastly underpaid. Like on each artist, like I'm dropping once a week and all of them are getting the same questions because I did it like within a 2-day span. I interview all of them with these series of questions and you get different answers. That's what's dope though. So you might be like, damn, he asking everybody the same question. Yes. But the answers are so different. You will be like, that's dope. So yeah, we did Paris, the female league owner, co-league owner of No Loose Chat, one of the best leagues in England. We did Easy, the block captain first. And then sometime this week, Thursday, Friday, we'll drop Lex of iBattle. And then, you know, you guys can pick who y'all want after that. Leave it in the comments, though. I want to see more comments from that. And shout out to you guys for subscribing to the paywall thing on the members only thing on YouTube. Man, it really means a lot. So, yeah, that's moving to Friday. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do with the pull up because I love the show that we've done with Nico because me and Nico started that first before I did anything. But I do love the pull up with y'all, like being a part of it even more. So we got to figure that out. I don't know what day makes sense for that. It's just hard for me because if I got Friday off, maybe some Saturdays. I don't know if I want to do it on the weekend. So we got to figure that out. I may double the trouble. I may do, I don't know. I ain't going to put too much pressure on that. I got to figure it out, though, because I don't want to get rid of the pull-up. I love the pull-up. Just got to find a day. Because my shift is like, I'm doing nights and getting home in the morning. So it's going to be tough for me to like stay awake and try to do that shit. Then in the middle of the day, everybody, you know, I'm blessed to have supporters that got real motherfucking jobs and real lives and doing things, you know, other than just sleeping all day, being on Twitter. You know, I love that for y'all. I love that for y'all. Ain't no bums in my circle. Ain't no bums in my circle. Am I talking or am I talking? Ain't no, but hold on, I think I'm talking.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, ain't no bums in my circle. So that's good to know, good to see. We're going to figure that out. The Wody, found out who the Wody was, is Miss Hustle. I didn't watch it, obviously. And I don't know the reasonings behind this. So that's why I definitely got to do a pull up with y'all. Or I should combine it. Call it the battle rap fix. But like just combine it. Make it a pull up. Maybe I can just do that. Like the battle rap fix. So like the first segment is just me and Nico talking about a subject. And then I drop the link in the chat and then pin it. And then y'all join to I heard what y'all said. And, you know, y'all react to what we just said. Maybe I should combine it. Like, instead of just calling, you know, and then leave the occasional battle rap pull-ups for, like, events, like pre-shows. Remember when there was an event and, you know, we would all have a watch party and all that shit. And I would have a pre-show that Saturday, depending on what time the event started. So maybe I'll save the actual pull-ups for those, but then do, like, a merging other pull-up. For the Friday fix or the battle rap fix, excuse me. That'll be cool. So it'd be like a two segment show. It'd be like a two segment show in that regard. But yeah, so that's heavy on my head right now, thinking about Miss Hustle winning. I mean, I had her in the top three. I think I had Jazz Coffee Hustle, but it went Hustle, Coffee, Jazz. I just can't see with Jazz's resume how she was third. That's why sometimes I wish I do. Sometimes I wish I did check in and watch just to hear the lady's reasoning. I heard it was a dude on there on the panel. Shout out to whoever that was. I don't know. But I would have had it differently. I'm not. Listen. The difference in 3-1 is a bit of a difference, but it's not too much of a difference. It's not like they said, nah, Casey is Wody, right? Who had a good year, but I wouldn't think of her as top three. Feel me? Am I talking?
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Am I talking? So I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to Hustle winning. I know there were some people talking about how can you give it to someone who allegedly got ghostwriting allegations and things like that. She ain't never came out and said, yeah, it's true, y'all. There is no, like, real evidence on that. So you can't really go off of that. Just got to go off the quality of work. I just don't know what, and this is the thing, I remember when Yoshi had a rant about the women being on Cody because it's like a kind of a dead giveaway of who the Wody is. But apparently the Wody criteria is different than the Cody's criteria. Like what they look for ain't the same. So that's why you got different results. Cause I feel like if it was the same, then there's no way you can have a different person. Because like if we're talking strength of schedule, Jazz like clears it. Like I know Hustle had Rock, which is powerful, but it's not more powerful than having Twerk and Rum in the same year. It's just not She had twerk, rum, and she had Big K, didn't she? She had twerk, rum, and Big K. Yeah, it's not more powerful than that. One rounder versus Loso. It's not more like her. So I don't know. I don't know what they was basing it on. Was they basing it on who had better material? I guess. Like, I just don't know. So that's gonna be something we're gonna talk about. And I'm gonna try to do a show this Friday. Like, I was gonna wait, get myself, cause my I'm talking about work again. So like, I'm doing shit like the training. I passed that. They got me handling a group of people right now, and we're trying to get through this week before the official schedule is released for Sunday. Well, everyone starts the official schedule starting Sunday, so I was gonna wait until next Friday, but I think I'm gonna just gut it out, toughen it up, and just do this shit this Friday, because I don't want to wait. By then, it's be whole new subjects to talk about with battle rap. You know, battle rap is ever changing what the focus is. And I want y'all to pull up for that, man. I want to hear y'all, because I know some of y'all watched it. Melly watched it, I believe. The Flavor, I think you watched it. Mama might have. Mama, you missed it? Mama be multitasking. So she probably like half heard it, half didn't give a fuck. Shout out to Mama. So she probably half heard it, half didn't give a fuck. And I'm not sure about the rest. Gina, maybe. Gina, if you around, hopefully you're doing well. I ain't heard from you. That's probably on me. I got your number. I can text you and check on you. That's me. Accountability, folks. Accountability. T, I think you've seen it. So y'all let me know, like, what were their criteria? What was the main thing? I seen Lola getting a lot of slander. I didn't know why, though. I don't know. Was it she was pro somebody, maybe? Was she pro someone, or was she really against, like, someone? And she was driving that point home. Like, I don't know. I just kept seeing her name popping up, but I couldn't really follow the timeline to see what they were mad at her about. But that's crazy. But you know what? Whenever this drop, I am going to just drop the Lex doc so y'all can have more content. Because, I have to be up out of here very soon. And I feel like this is a very short episode. I'm looking at 12 minutes already. So I'm going to kick it with y'all for a few more minutes just to say this. The Wody shit got more money in the pot than the men shit. And that's dope. That is dope. And I hope that continues. But I also see that the hate for the women on the panel is double the times than when from the dudes on the panel who don't be as in tune with shit. Not this go around. Like, I don't know who's on the panel for the men, for the Cody panel this time around. Like, I don't know some of them guys. They said some people told me names. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is, but all right. But the women, like Hurricane Dew, been in the culture forever. Rita been around for a minute now. Lola been around for a minute now. Who else is on the panel? Was Wing on the panel? She definitely been here forever. So it's like, it's weird to me. And I feel like on Twitter, like, whoever you like, how is this person right here, like, on this list? I feel like y'all are only championing the people that y'all followed. Like, I don't even think you guys followed every woman that was named to really even do a fair comparison. Like, you just see Casey name and be bugged out of where she placed, but you're not comparing her to who she is behind. Like, y'all ain't saying, oh, she had a way better year. You just like, y'all bugging. Casey battled this person, this person, this person. Yeah, but compare that to this person. Wins and losses, strength of schedule, performance, who material is better. Like, I see a lot of lazy, surface level, like, rants without actually. And I'm going to say something, too. And this is, like, a fact to me. I don't give a fuck how y'all feel. It's different when you have to. And I don't know. I don't even know if the panel is doing this. All these women, pretty much, I watch them either in real time, live stream, when their battles are live stream, or I watch them soon as they dropped. It's a little different when you got all this time to go back and look. Like, it just hits you different. It does, naturally. It does. So I feel like that can play a part, too. that can definitely play a part too. It's weird, man. It's weird for sure. And it's dicey, man. I just feel like the women, even the hatred, like I just seen, what was it, Big K say AIDS over the Wody panel? Like, I just, it, you know, does he even, I was about to say something so wild. I'm going to say that for uncut. This ain't uncut. It's not TTP uncut. I had to remember it. Almost got shut down. But anyway, but yeah, salute to the women, man. They did their thing. I know for a fact, and the reason I bring up Lola, because I know for a fact she was hitting me up months ago. Like, hey, I got these names down, like, at like not in a rankings, just a lot of the names she had. She was like, am I missing anyone? Some women who had 3-round battles and things like that. So I gave her a few names. I'm like, I know Peaches from RBE has some, Miss Ill, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about, yeah, you know, I gave them Seabree, you know, shout out to C. Now, Seabree was an honorable mention on, what's her name, The Boss List. I don't know if the actual panel had a honorable mentions list. And I don't even know if Seabree's name was mentioned at all. And it's just weird. I'm in a weird spot because, like, you run the league. So it's going to feel like you're being biased. And then if you're comparing it to one of the women, now the women might hold that against you when it's time to book them, might up the price on me. Oh, you ain't think I had a good year. Fuck that. Add a 250 to that. You know what I'm saying? But like Cash Flow Rizzy, like, I don't know. I know her resume, but I just can't remember how many of those did she actually win. If I'm being for real. Like, I can't remember how, like, I see Bree. To me, when you, I don't know. I ain't gonna get into it. But to me, when you go against some of the best that's on the rankings and you beat them, that should help vault you up. So, like, Chirac is number 6. We all saw it. I was there live. Some of you were there. Some of you watched it live. Why is this chair squeaking like that? I hate this chair. Making all type of weird sounds and shit. But she 30'd her. So if you 30 someone that was on the list, shouldn't that help your case to make the list a little bit more? Like, who on that list did Cash Flow dismantle? Like, she lost to Shuni Clear. She lost, like, all of her big name battles, she lost. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking for. But like I said, I got to give them benefit of the doubt because I also wasn't watching. So that's why this Friday, and I got to figure out a time. I'll let you guys know. I probably had to let you guys know on Friday what time. But it's going to be an evening between 6 to 8 p.m. joint. That's for sure. It's not going to be 3. It's going to be between like 6 and 8 p.m. somewhere in there in that range. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to drop the Lex shit ASAP. So if you're a member, stay in tune for that. He has some interesting things. He actually said names. I forgot what name he said. I haven't even listened back to him. But he actually said names. So be on the lookout for that. And that's it, man. Love y'all. Keep it battle rap. Peace and love.